This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. In my reading, I'm always interested to see examples of when two authors express the same idea. They have the same insight, they share a perspective, or they hit on a similar realization. And as a reader, I'm able to see that thought mirrored in the minds of two people, expressed in their own unique words from their own unique experience. Recently, I came across an example of this kind of echo. Years ago, I read the 2009 memoir, To Love What Is, by writer Alex Kate Shulman. In it, she describes an event that transformed her marriage and her life. On July 22, 2004, she was with her husband Scott York in their remote seaside cabin on an island off the coast of Maine. Their cabin had no electricity, no running water, and no road to reach it. At 2 o'clock in the morning, she woke to realize that her beloved 75-year-old husband had fallen 9 feet off their sleeping loft onto the floor below. She rushes to his side. She's frantic. She grabs her cell phone and calls 911. She tells the operator what has happened. He tells her to hang on. She checks on Scott. She doesn't see any blood, and after a few minutes, he starts talking. He asks his wife to turn him on his back. Alex Kate Shulman describes what happened next. Finally, the 911 operator comes back on the line to report that he sent out the highest, most serious alarm, a number 10. I'm perplexed. Scott is talking okay, and I don't see any blood. Why a number 10? An elderly man falls 9 or 10 feet and loses consciousness? That's a number 10, if anything is. Elderly? The word takes me by surprise. It applies to one's parents, not one's husband. Whenever our children have shown that they consider us old, we've balked or laughed. Scott, whom I fell for when he was 20 and I 17, is timeless to me, not elderly. In each other's eyes, we were still the, by then mythical, youths we'd been in 1950, the summer of our first romance. Recently, I was reminded of Alex Kate Shulman's sentiment when I reread, or rather listened, to writer Joan Didion's 2005 memoir, The Year of Magical Thinking, in which she recounts her experiences during the year following the death of her beloved husband, John Gregory Dunn, when he was 71 years old and she 69 years old. Here's a passage from that memoir, lightly edited. Marriage is memory. Marriage is time. Marriage is not only time, it is also, paradoxically, the denial of time. For 40 years, I saw myself through John's eyes. I did not age. This year, for the first time since I was 29, I saw myself through the eyes of others. This year, for the first time since I was 29, I realized that my image of myself was of someone significantly younger. This is a profound observation, and it's a pleasure to read it so beautifully expressed by two outstanding writers. Through the eyes of love, we are ageless and untouched by time. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility.